我们看马太福音书第十章，马太福音书第十章。
Let's read Bible verses from Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音十章第十六节。
Verse 16.
这节经文我们找到的时候，请同声来念。马太福音书第十章第十六节，一道来念。我差你们去，如同羊进入狼群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。就是这一节。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as true as snakes and as innocent as dogs.
在这个十六节一开始的时候，有一个字啊，有的中文本、英文本都没有翻出来，就是看啊这个字啊，有的英文本翻到 behold， 就加的这个十六节一开始看啊，非常注意看啊，底下讲我猜你们去。
There are many translations. The word behold is deleted from the first word, and this is a very important word.
我们从读经里面得到一个经验。
When we read Bibles, we have one experience.
凡是主讲到一个重要的一个信息一个主题的时候，他常常讲 behold， 讲了看啊这个字。
And we have learned from our experience that when there is an important message from Jesus, he used the word behold at the beginning of the message.
主如果讲到一个重要的真理了，他讲我实实在在的告诉你们。
If he's talking about a truth, he will say, I will truly speak unto you.
今天这一节经文上面有一个看啊，就叫你非常注意的，那个看是表示全部精神集中起来，注意看那个。
In today's verse, the message started with behold, and that's used to call upon our attention.
主说我差遣你们去，就好像羊进到狼群里面，那是非常危险。
And the Bible verse says, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. This is a very dangerous situation.
那么我们的态度是什么呢？就要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。
So what should be our attitude? We should be true as a snake and as innocent as dogs.
我想每一个人第一次读圣经读到这里一定有点稀奇。
When we first read this, we must be pondered.
主要我们像蛇。
Because the Lord wants us to be like a snake.
圣经明明讲到蛇就是魔鬼的化身。
And here we all know that snake is the transformation of Satan.
主要我们灵巧像蛇。
But the Bible here read as true like a snake.
它不是要我们诡诈像蛇。
It doesn't want us as bad as a snake.
它要我们驯良像鸽子。
And you want us to be innocent as a dog.
它不是叫我们愚蠢像鸽子。
And not have us as fool as a dog.
我们可以翻一翻旧约圣经怎么讲到蛇，怎么样讲到鸽子。
We can read in the Old Testament how do they describe snakes and the dogs.
创世纪第三章，你看看。
In the Genesis verse 3.
创世纪第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
创世纪三章第一节。我来念这一节经文。创世纪第三章第一节，耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。
Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God has made.
这里面讲到蛇的一个特点就是狡猾。
Here, there's one characteristic of the snake is crafty.
这个狡猾也就是诡诈的意思，嗯。
And crafty also means cheating.
这是圣经里面讲到蛇形容蛇的一个方面。
And this is one way of describing snakes.
但是到了新约时代，主耶稣用到蛇这个名词的时候，他讲了另外一方面的本性。
But in the New Testament, Jesus using the snake to describe the other side of the character of snakes.
那就是灵巧。
And here is the swiftness.
你就看见任何一样神所造的东西都有好的一面坏的一面。
So So we can see now, everything created by God, there's one side of it is good and the other side is bad.
虽然蛇是很狡猾的，但蛇有灵巧的时候。
Even though the snake is very sneaky, but it's also very swifty too.
我们再看鸽子的光景怎么样。
And let's take a look what is a dove is.
我们看旧约何西亚书和旧约的这个小先知书何西亚书第七章。何西亚书第七章。
何西亚书的
英文。何西亚好像就是在接但和在但以理的后面。但以理书的后面 ,Daniel 的后面。何西亚书第七章我们要看七章第十一节是在中文圣经1061页。1061页。我们这节经文找到，不妨大家同声来念一下。这个何西亚书第七章第十一节，我们同声来念：以法莲好像鸽子，愚蠢无知，他们求告埃及，投奔亚述。这里面讲，对你念一下。
Chapter 7, verse 11. Ephraim is like a dove, easily deceived and senseless, now calling to Egypt, now turning to Assyria.
这个地方讲到鸽子的样子，什么愚蠢无知。
Here we can see, that the description of dove is easily deceived.
就是很容易受欺骗，英文翻译容易受骗，愚蠢无知的意思。那么，可以翻译很 senseless, 就是没有什么主见，很愚笨的意思。你看这个地方所讲到，旧约讲到鸽子的情况呢，是讲到愚蠢这方面，好像是很无知啊，很没有智慧。
Here the Old Testament is describing dove as a senseless and easily deceived animal.
到了新约时代，主要讲的是鸽子的驯良这方面。
But here, in the New Testament, that Jesus is referring to the innocence of the dove.
我们把这个圣经的真理稍微的引申 extension 方面，可就想到一个律法，一个恩典，两个不同时代的，有不同的看法。
And here, if we extend this thought, we can find out in the Old Testament is the era of law, and here in the New Testament is the era of grace.
你看在旧约律法时代，讲到这个蛇就是狡猾。讲到鸽子就是愚蠢。
Here in the Old Testament, when they talk about snakes, it's talking to them as very sneaky, crafty animal. And when they talk about dogs, it referred to them as very senseless and easily deceived animals.
等到新约时代、恩典时代呢，主所看见的是蛇的灵巧，也看到鸽子的驯良。
But in the era of grace, what Jesus has looked upon is the swiftness of the snake and the innocence of dove.
在旧约律法之下，神是透过律法定人的罪。
So in the Old Testament, God is using the law to define man's sin.
在新约恩典时代呢，神是借助恩典来救人脱离罪。
But in the era of grace, God is using grace to save us from sin.
在律法之下所看见是消极的那面，不好的一面。在恩典时代看见积极的好的一面。
And under the law we are seeing the bad side of the of any creatures, and in the New Testament we are seeing the good side of the creature.
我们今天是活在新约恩典时代。
Today we are living in an era of grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，容许我强调的说，我们应当多做积极的事情，少做消极的事情。
And let me emphasize to you that we should be more active instead of passive in this world.
我们不要做消极的，不知不可这样，不可那样。因为积极的要这样，要那样。
We shouldn't be passively saying we shouldn't do this, do that. We should actively saying we should do this and do that.
我们不要今天老是在定人的罪，我们要救人脱离罪。
We shouldn't define the other sin, and instead we should save them from sin.
我们今天不要老是看人家的弱点，要去发扬人家的优点。
And we shouldn't always look upon the other's weakness. We should extend their goodness.
这是主耶稣教导我们做人之道。
And this is what Jesus has told us to do.
我再强调说，今天是新约的时代，请大家不要活错了时代，活到旧约去。
Now this is we're living under the grace, so we shouldn't live under the law again.
旧约时代可以一眼还眼，一眼还眼，一牙还牙，但是新约时代呢，必须要赦免人， 要为仇敌祷告，要爱仇敌。
In Old Testament, we can use an eye for an eye, but in New Testament, we should pray for our enemies.
你就看见主耶稣他教导我们去侍奉的态度、侍奉的工作的时候，一种什么样的应当具备什么样一个条件。
Here that Jesus is describing to his disciples what attitude they should have in order to serve the Lord.
连蛇主都看见它里面有可取的地方。
Even when we see the snake, there's something he can take it from.
我们所看见的蛇是诡诈这一方面，主耶稣看见蛇的灵巧这一方面。
We see snakes as very crafty creatures, but Jesus look at snake as very swifty animals.
人是看鸽子那个无知的方面，主是看鸽子驯良这一方面。
And when we look at the dogs, we think of them as the senseless animals, but when Jesus look at them, he can sense its good point, that is, it's innocent.
这是今天我们面对马太福音第十章十六节的时候，先有一个心理的预备。
So this is what we should prepare our heart when we read Matthew, this verse we are just quoting the Bible from.
今天的世界，圣经说是握在那恶者的手下。
In this world today, we are under the power of the bad dominion.
意思就是说，整个是被撒旦控制住，撒旦掌权在世界。
And here the Satan is controlling the world.
撒旦在什么地方掌权呢
？Where does Satan control the world?
在世界人中间每一个人的心里面掌权。
And he has control within us.
他在人心里面制造许多的矛盾。
And he create conflicts in our heart.
制造许多问题。
Create a lot of difficulty.
制造许多怀疑不信任的心。
And create a lot of confusion and unbelief.
也制造我们来讲，撒旦欺骗人或者被欺骗的。种种光景在里面
，and also create deceitful minds.
这是今天世界的面目。
This is the picture of the world of today.
整个世界握在那撒旦控制之下
，and the world is under the control of Satan.
而我们这些是主把我们寻找从世界人一条条找着的亡羊
，and we are lost sheep that was found by Jesus Christ one by one.
现在主要我们把我们从世界救出来以后啊。不是把我们放在深山，放在什么地方，把你关闭起来，把你给冻结起来，把你让你不跟世界接触，不是这个意思。
When we were safe, we're not isolated, so that we can be away from the temptation.
我们不像佛教做和尚、尼姑去修心，一个人关起来。我们要进入世界，要去改变世界。
We shouldn't be like nuns to go out to the mountain and isolate ourselves. We should go into the world and trying to change the world.
要进入世界去改变世界的时候呢，你要有个心理的预备。你知道，你我现在是进入那个狼群里面去。
So when we go into this world, we should have a preparation that we are going to the wolf.
狼是最贪心，狼原来是一种很凶狠、最残暴的一个东西。
And wolf is a very greedy and very dangerous animals.
我们的羊正好是狼的食物。
And our sheep are the food of wolves.
因为基督徒又不能够跟人家冲突，又要忍让，又不能跟人家争辩，什么事情都要忍让，凭爱心、包容、宽容，这些情就正好一条羊被狼所吃。
And as when we are in this world, we have to forgive all our enemies, and we shouldn't be in direct conflict with them. This just as if we were sheep.Ships in the wolves.
因此，主差遣我们进入这个世界去做工的时候呢，就相当于把羊群放进狼群里面去。
So when Jesus sent us to the world, he is as if sending ships to the wolves.
所以，主要我们有具备一个这个真正重要的一种态度，怎么样来侍奉的态度呢？就是灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。
So Jesus told us that we should be as swift as the snakes and as innocent as dogs.
什么叫做灵巧呢
？So what is the swiftness?
我觉得中文翻译的非常高明。
And I think the Chinese translation is a very nice translation.
它就是灵巧，灵巧就是灵巧，很难翻再讲一遍。就是它非常灵活巧妙，很灵活很巧妙，它懂得闪避。
And here the word shrew means it's easily to defend yourself, to get away from unnecessary harms.
那个反应非常快。
And the reaction is instantaneous.
你看看蛇的动作吗？实在很灵活，非常灵巧。
Have you ever observed the movement of the snake? they move very swiftly.
蛇就会逃避那种不必要的灾害。
And snakes knows how to get away from unnecessary harm.
他会闪避。
And he know how to get away.
难处来了，哎，他会躲开，他会闪开，不要去碰那个难处。
When difficulty comes, he know how to be defensive.
换句话说，这个蛇很会保护自己。
So snakes out knows how to protect himself.
今天我想每一个活在今天这个时代，特别是80年代的现代人，多多少少都懂得保护自己。
When we live in this world, we have to know how to protect ourselves.
保护自己不能说是罪。
When we protect ourselves, it's not a sin at all.
上帝给我们生命，我们要好好保护这个生命，这是理所当然，应该的事情。
When Lord gives us this life, we should take care of it.
现在的问题就发生在，当你保护自己的时候，常常会保护过当。
And when you're trying to protect yourself, you will be overprotecting yourself.
所谓过当的时候，就是常常喜欢用一种不正当的方法、不诚实的方法、不正直的方法来保护自己。
And you're using the method that's beyond normal to protect yourself.
所以有的时候甚至不惜用点手段，耍点手段。
And you use some unnecessary means.
用点欺骗的方法、说谎的方法。
And you start to cheating people.
只要能够保护自己，就不择手段。
And as long as you can protect yourself, you start to use other unlawful means.
所以主在灵巧像蛇的同时告诉我们说要驯良像鸽子。
So at the same time, Lord teaches we should be as shrewd as a snake. It says you have to be as innocent as a dove.
这是个非常重要的平衡。
This is a very important check and balance.
所以我们今天就叫做侍奉的平衡。
And today, that's why our title is the balance of serving the Lord.
其实我要解释，这个侍奉两个字是包括生活、工作都在内。
When we serve the Lord, it's including our work and our life.
因为我们的行事为人也是一种侍奉。
Because even when we are living as a Christian, we are doing, we are serving the Lord.
我们一举一动、一言一行都是侍奉。
Every word we say, every move we make are serving the Lord.
因为我们是基督徒，基督徒的随便说一句话、做件事情都是侍奉，因为里面有作用的。你可能有副作用，也可能有正面的作用。
Because we Christians, no matter whatever we do, there is always a reaction to it. It might be good or bad.
四人主要我们说灵巧像蛇，马上后面跟着驯良像鸽。
So here we read, you have to be as shrewd as a snake, but right after it, it says we have to be as innocent as a dove.
那个驯良的意思就是天真无邪。
Here, the word innocent is,
innocent.
There's no badness within us.
也是种单纯的意思。
And it also means simplicity.
没有一点复杂在里面。
No complexity.
就是刚才我们徐弟兄祷告提到，我们就有个简单的心，不要复杂，去感谢主。
And that's just the way that Brother Xu has just prayed about. We should have a simple heart.
我很欣赏，也很佩服那个 Spurgeon 那个斯普真的祷告。神啊，求你救我脱离我的复杂，进入你的单纯。常常有这个祷告。
I admire a Spurgeon's prayer that says, Lord, please save me from my complexity and bring me into your simplicity. And I pray quite often in this prayer.
追求世界的学问的结果越来越复杂，越来越搞得越大越复杂。
When we go after the knowledge of this world, we're thinking more and more into the complexity of the world.
但是追求基督的结果呢，就越来越单纯。
But when we seek after the Jesus Christ, we'll be getting simpler and simpler.
那不是说幼稚无知。
That is not saying that is easily is senseless.
那乃是实实在在的是什么呢？就是中国人所讲的深入浅出，进到很深，出来的很浅。
And that's just like the Chinese were saying that even though it looks very simple on the surface, but there's a deep meaning within.
或者我们说返璞归真，这个叫怎么翻译的
yeah, ？Or it says that we're going back to the simple world.
Great， 越翻的越好，真是感谢主。所以我们看到这个地方，就是告诉我们说，两种基本的态度的互相平衡。
And here we can see a check balance of two different attitudes.
我们中讲外圆内方，就这个意思。外圆是圆的，里面是四方的。
Here, like the Chinese saying, outside should be rounded, but inside should be square.
外面圆是表示外面的手法，做事的手法是圆的。
in outside it means we, when we doing things, we should be very rounded.
但是我们里面内心的纯心的必须是正直的四方的。
But in our heart, we should be square.
我们千万不可以里面来个很圆，里面很圆滑。
And we shouldn't be smooth inside.
外面又四四方方，跟人家碰来碰去的，不能合作。
And being square outside.
外面磨，我们神常常给我们在家庭、在学校、在机关、在教会许多同工、同事、同学做什么？模拟把那个四方的磨成圆了，犄角都磨圆了。
In our daily life, Jesus used a lot of opportunity in our daily life to ground us so we can become circular and smooth in the outside.
上帝是非常幽默的。
And Jesus is very humorous.
你就看每一个家庭里面夫妻都在互相磨来磨去。
And here in every family we can see that husband and wife are grinding with each other.
我跟你够师母磨了四十多年了。
And I have grinded with my wife for 40 years.
快的会慢一点，慢的会快一点，就互相磨了。
Something should be fast is getting slower and something too slow is getting faster.
有的时候手气大方的人要跟那个小气的要互相磨一磨。
And sometimes, whoever are generous will be, grinded with those who are not so generous.
这个都是上帝的安排，奇妙的安排。
And this is, a good arrangement from the Lord.
那么这些磨来磨去是外面的磨，把那个方的磨成圆的是外面的，可是里面必须是方的，不能磨。
So in the outside we are grinded every day so it can become smooth and rounded, but inside it should be square.
我常常说我们做任何事要有立场，立场要坚定，但是我们做事的方法可以尽量能够让人家调和。
But I always saying that when we're doing things, we should hold fast to our position. But the way we're doing is we can always arrange, be coordinated with others.
这个就是主教导我们说怎么样侍奉，怎么样做人都在里面。行事为人，工作生活的基本方法都是这几个字，叫做灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。
And this is how Jesus teaches what we should be in our daily life. We should be as true as a snake outside.As innocent as a dog inside.
我们的主不但是讲理论，他自己常常把他所讲的理论就实行在他自己的生活中。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, not only teaches about principles, but he also lives it out.
你就看见在四福音书里面有很多地方都看见主用这个方法，运用这个方法来待人接物。
In the four gospel books, we can find out, Lord has used a lot of this way of doing things.
在约翰福音第八章里面，你记得吗？有一个犯淫乱罪的妇人被带到主的面前来。
In John chapter 8, we can see there's a woman that find out the committed sin of prostitution, and she was brought to the front of Jesus.
圣经特别强调，这是一个正在行淫的时候，正在犯淫乱的时候被抓来。
And she was caught right at the moment that she is committed the sin.
你晓得一个人他不可能犯奸淫，一定两人奸夫淫妇，两个人合在一起才有奸淫可能，才有这个事实出来。正在犯奸淫的人有两个人，他们把一个女的抓来，把男的放掉。
And here we can see that they hold fast of the girl but let the man go.
把这个犯淫乱人带到主面前说：“主啊，我们该怎么办？照着律法来说，应当用石头把他打死。”现在你看呢该怎么办
And here they brought the girl in front of Jesus and they asked him that what should we do to him and according to the law she should be stoned to death
这实在是个很难答复的问题
And this is a very difficult question for Jesus
主耶稣来到地上的时候还是律法时代他说我来不是废掉律法那是成全律法
When Jesus was in the world this is still in the era of the lawBut Jesus says, I'm not here to abolish the law, here I'm trying to accomplish the law.
他不能说把他放掉，一说放掉他破坏律法。
So he shouldn't say release her because then it will destroy the law.
他如果说把他打死了
if he says, let's stone her to death.
不错，成全律法是成全律法。
So that it complete the law.
但是你自己是个恩典的主，恩典从你来的，那你算什么呢？你把他打死，你的恩典在什么地方
？But if you kill her, then where is your grace coming from?
所以这是个非常难答复的问题。
So this is a very difficult question.
感谢主，我们的主是神的儿子，他有智慧。
Thanks to the Lord that because he is son of God, he has a lot of wisdom.
好，他就说了，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
So he says, who among of you who has no sin, you can use stone to throw at her first.
对，中文就说先拿石头打了，英文就是第一块石头。谁要是没有罪，拿第一块石头，这很重要。第一块石头很难，一拿起来，跟着第二块、第三块都来了，都丢了。这第一块谁来拿？
So the first stone that's thrown at her is a very difficult one. The second and the third one is very easily to follow.
对群众的心理都是盲从的，就开始没有人带领，一个人领头，一个人给啪就跟下去了，不得了。
And because the psychology of crowd is very confusing, so if there's a first person started, then everybody will follow.
所以主说，第一个谁是没有罪的，谁可以起来拿第一块石头打第一块石头。
So Jesus says, whoever has no sin can bring the first stone and throw it to her.
结果那些从老到幼，你看我，我看你，谁也不敢第一块拿石头，因为想想都有罪，谁都有罪。
So all those among the crowd, nobody can throw the first stone because they all have sin.
至少他们犯了一个不义的罪，因为你把一个女人拿来，那个男人哪里去的？这淫妇拿来，奸夫为什么放掉？你根本就不公义嘛。
Here, because they committed the first sin of unrighteousness because they brought only the girl but let go the man.
那就算你很好啊，没有这个不义的罪，你把这个犯奸淫的女人拿来，请问你自己从来没有过黄色的思想？
Even though you brought the girls here and you didn't let go the man, but have you ever commit any adultery thought in your mind?
在神看起来，人的一个动机就是动作。
To the God, every thought we have means our action in front of God.
所以主说，你看一个女人动了一个恶念，你已经犯奸淫了。
So when you saw a woman and started have this bad thought, you already committed adultery already.
好了，主讲这句话以后，所有人都跑掉。
So after Jesus says that, everybody gone.
所以主用一句话就救了一条命。
So Jesus used one sentence and saved a life.
这是主用了灵巧像蛇的手法来救了一个本来是该死的人，主让他不死了。
So this is one way that Jesus using a method of through as a snake to save a girl.
但是这个并没有完，到这里还没有完，这件故事没有说完。
But the story haven't finished yet.
然后主就向那个人说，没有人定你的罪吗？
So Jesus told the woman, nobody thinks you have sinned.
但这个人说没有。
But the girl says no.
主说我也不定你的罪。
And Jesus says, then I won't define your sin.
也就是说去吧。
And Jesus said, go.
从此不要再犯罪。
And says, from now on, don't commit a sin anymore.
这叫做驯良像鸽。
And this is like innocent, like a dog.
主虽然救了他一条命，主仍然警告他，你不能再犯罪。
And here the Jesus is warning her that don't commit the sin again.
主不是溺爱。
Jesus never overloved us.
主的爱是里面有管教的成分。
Because in his love there is always discipline.
主救了他的命，但主警告他不能再犯罪。
Even though he has saved her life, he tells her that not to commit sin anymore.
你就看见灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子，双方面的配合和平衡。
Here we can see a good example of combination of true as a snake, but as innocent as a dove.
千万记住，我们运用这个原则的时候，要两者配合，不能单用一方面，单一方一定失败，一定错误，一定会犯罪。
When we use these two principles, we should be well mixed. And if you only stress on one, then we will be committing a sin.
另外有一次在马太福音22章里面。
In the book of Matthew chapter 22,
有些法利赛人来试探耶稣。
There are some Pharisees trying to tempt Jesus.
他说我们纳税给凯撒可以不可以啊？
And he says, should we give tax to Caesar?
这是个政治问题啊。
And this is a question of politics.
主要我们圣经告诉我们说，我们在上有这个执政掌权的，我都有权柄，我们要顺服他。
And here the Jesus told us that we should follow all those who is above us.
彼得特别告诉我们说，国家的法令制度我们应当尊重。
And Peter even told us we should follow the law of a country.
保罗告诉我们，应当上税的上税，应当纳粮的纳粮。
And Paul says, if we have to get taxes, taxed, we should be taxed.
所以这个纳税给凯撒应当不应当这件事情，这当然是应当的。
So to give tax to Caesar, it should be, asking us if he get taxed to the king of the land.
所以这是很微妙的一个问题。
So this is a very, strange question.
这牵扯到主耶稣的身份的问题。
It is connected to, the Jesus Christ, identity.
这是很难答复的问题啊。
And it's very hard to answer question.
主究竟是我们的主是有智慧。
But Jesus really has wisdom.
但是你把拿一个纳税的钱给我看看。
So he says, give me a coin.
这上像是谁的像？
And what was stamped on it?
它是凯撒的像。
And says it's a Caesar's stamp.
名号谁的名字呢？
And what is the name of
it? 凯撒的名字。
It was the name of Caesar.
那就好了。凯撒的入会凯撒，神的入会有神的称号。
So he says those belongs to Caesar should belongs to Caesar.
所以你就看见神的入会有神，凯撒的入会有凯撒，这两者分得清清楚楚。主没有失去身份，主答复里面看见有灵巧像蛇。
Here, we can see that Jesus is saying those who belong to Caesar we should get taxed and turn it to Caesar, but those who belong to God should be belongs to God.
这就两句话啊，凯撒的归凯撒是灵巧像蛇，第二个神的归神就是驯良像鸽，两边都有。
Here it says, the Caesar belongs to Caesar is like a shrew like a snake, but whoever belongs to God should be belongs to God is like innocent like a dove.
主守住他的立场，守住他的地位，但是他也能够适应那个政治环境，他没有出错。
So Jesus holds fast his position as Son of God, and he also worked according to the law of the nation at that time.
在这个第一世纪或者二世纪，就那个时候有时候基督徒受到很大的逼迫。
In the first and second century, the Christian is under persecution.
有一个姊妹啊。他有先到去聚会，他们聚会的地方是在坟墓里面，那时候在罗马，就是坟墓里面。
And there is one sister is going to fellowship, and they were meeting in a graveyard.
那个很多阴暗的地方，坟墓地方，跑到那里面去聚会，因为别的地方没有办法公开聚会，他们到那里去聚会。
The reason they were meeting over there because they were trying to get away from the other persecutors' notice.
可是那个时候罗马政府就派了很多兵丁，就到处查，要抓这个基督徒。
And the last soldier was patrolling, trying to find out, trying to capture those Christians.
就在半路上就把这个女的基督徒啊，这个姊妹抓住了。
So on the way to the fellowship, one of the sisters was get called by the soldiers.
就问她你到哪里去
？So they asked her, "Where are you going?"
哎，就是碰到一个很实际的，你怎么办？你不能说谎话，但是说实话一定抓起来。
And here is a very practical question: How should have
To answer this question. 祷告圣灵给他智慧。
So after she prayed, Holy Spirit gave her a wisdom.
他想一想，他说：“我是到我父亲的家里去，去读我哥哥的遗嘱。”
And he says, "I'm going to my father's place and reading my brother's will."
因为圣经里面很多的主要是教导我们，吩咐我们的话，教导我们的话，可以看作是主的遗嘱。
Because in the Bible, there's a lot of word was written according to what Jesus has said, so this can be a will of Jesus.
教会是永生神的家，他说我到教会就住到父亲的家里，就一点都没错了。
And when we go into the church, church is the house of God, so when he says, I'm going to my father's house, it's right too. So there is another example of being shrewd as a snake, but as innocent as a dove.
有的时候我们在聚会中间会发生很多难处。
A lot of times when we are in the process of worshiping God, there is some difficulty arise.
在这个19世纪，那个美国一个神所重用的人叫 D.L. Moody， 叫穆迪先生，他有一个见证。
In 19th century, there is a testimony from a person named D.L. Moody.
他们在芝加哥的聚会，非常看重祷告。
in the church of the, located in Chicago, it's looked very happily upon prayers.
可是那个祷告就是一种祷告，就是大家都有机会开口祷告了。可是有一位年老的姊妹，她一祷告起来至少20分钟没完。
This prayer meeting, everybody had to pray, but there is one sister who will use all 20 minutes to pray.
她的圣经也很熟啊。
And she knows his Bible very well.
她可以从创世纪祷告到启示录啊。
And she can, pray all the way from, Genesis to, Revelation.
因此你就看见，在这种光景的时候啊，有许多人祷告就会，你一个人站了20分钟，你就不完怎么办？整个聚会的气氛都下去了。
So we can see the problem arise here that if she uses all 20 minutes, and, the atmosphere of the worship will change.
啊，许多人就坐不住了，就想站起来了，要动来动去，整个气氛都不对了。
And a lot of people couldn't, kneel that long, so.The atmosphere is drastically changed.
所以穆弟兄就说了，他就站起来，他说：“好，现在当我们老姊妹在祷告的时候，我们唱一首诗歌来帮助她啊。”他说
：“So Moody rose up and says, when she is still praying, let's sing a hymn together to help her.”
他就给你唱，十字架，十字架，永远是我的荣耀，我大唱起来了。
So they all sing, Calvary is always my savior.
哦，结果全大家都唱诗歌了。这个朋友只好自动的休息了。
So when everybody starts singing the hymns, she stopped automatically.
但是事后，他就跟那个老姊妹讲。
But at the end of the fellowship, she told that the lady.
说我希望你不会生我的气。
And I said, I hope you won't mad at me.
我实在想帮助你。
I really want to help you.
因为你是为了帮助我们来祷告，祷告是帮助教会，对不对
？Because you really want to help the church.
可是你这种帮助已经成为一种重担。
The way help has become our burden.
所以我们想这种诗歌来帮助你。
So we are trying to use hymns to help you.
希望你不会介意啊。
I hope you won't mind.
然后来那个姊妹以后的祷告就不会那么长了。
So later on, her prayer will never be so long.
我不说祷告长的祷告不好啊。
I'm not saying that long prayer is not good.
你在自祷里，你整个祷告都可以，你这样就感动。
If we pray in our privacies, we can pray as long as we like.
可是公众的这种祷告里，我们要顾念到别人的灵里的感觉。
But and when we pray in public, we shouldn't consider other people's feelings.
我们要学习用灵巧像蛇、驯良像鸽子的方法。
We should learn how to be as shrewd as a snake, but as innocent as a dog.
有些见证好像过去跟你们讲过了，有人也许没有听过啊。
I have some other testimony here.
在台北的时候，我们服侍的教会人数比较多，1000多人的聚会。
In Taipei, we have a congregation of over 1,000 people.
我常常碰到一些很稀奇怪怪的问题。
And we have a lot of peculiar questions that.
有一个弟兄嘛，常来找我。
There's one brother always look for me.
每次来找我，他有很多建议。
And every time he has a lot of suggestions.
他写一大堆就是建议书，很多很多。
And he wrote a lot of letters, concerning the suggestion of the church.
因为建议啊，通常是不切实际，可以说没办法做到的。
And all the suggestions are.Couldn't be applied to the church.
那么我就说你的意思很好啦，可是呢，目前教会没办法做到。
So I told him that what you are saying is very true, but we couldn't do it at this moment.
好了，过几天他又来找我了。
And a few days later,
这次来的这个来者不善，那个样子很凶啊。
when he come, he is really mad.
他手上拿一张我们教会的周报，拿一张，噗，就在我桌上。
And he used one of the weekly newsletters from us and.Throw it on my desk.
他说你是教会的负责人呢，你要负这个责任。
And he says you are the head of the church. You should be responsible for this.
我说负什么责任呢
？So what should I be responsible for?
你自己去看就知道了。
And he says look at yourself.
我一看那个周报里面呢，他用红线来画，就错误17处之多的教会错误17处。
And here he used a red marking pen to mark the 17 mistakes in the weekly newsletter.
虽然教会的刊物不是我亲自校对，只是我请三个，两位弟兄，一位姊妹，三个人在校对。
All those newsletter have been edited by 3 persons.
那么我当然要负他们责任，那错是我的事情。
So I have to be responsible for.
哎，我一看真是很，哎呀，这么多错，实在不好意思啊。
And I feel very ashamed. There are so many mistakes in the newsletter.
那个弟兄近乎挑剔的态度，你晓得怎么样？连那个标准还歪一点，他也画出来，这个歪了也不对。
And he is very picky on the things because even some. question mark as position around place, they will pick it out.
他们甚至有感动，我想，哎呀，既然他有这么高本领，看得这么清楚，为什么不请他来做教队，对不对？啊？
So I have moved my heart and I said, well, if he's so good, why don't I have him edit the weekly newsletter?
我马上拿起来写一个，请他做我们教会的总教队，总教队。
So I promote him to be a chief in charge of the editing staff.
哎，不行不行，我没有时间，我的世界工作太忙，主事就要太忙太忙，我没有时间，他没有时间。
But he refused the position because he's too busy.
我说你不会太忙，你要太忙就看不出实际出来，对不对？
So I said, you're not too busy because you can find out 17 mistakes.
对，他的责任给套上。
So I gave him one responsibility.
我说好，下一期开始就请你校对。
So from next publication on, you will be the chief editors.
好了，等下一期印出来了。
So next publication,
我得拿来看一看。
I look at the publication.
我从来不看自己什么讲的道，从来没看过一遍，那天来拿来自己看一遍，下一期看一遍。
I never read my own summaries, but I really look at it.
我也准备是红铅笔在那里。
And I brought myself a red marking pen too.
仔细的把它看一遍。
And I look very carefully.
我发现八处错误。
And find out there's eight mistakes.
我就把这个地方请来了。
And I call his brother over.
一见面我说恭喜恭喜，我们教会进步了。
And I said, thank you very much because our church has truly improved.
这是怎么样的？
How improved?
我说十七处错变成八处错，不是进步了吗？
他说 ：“There originally 17 mistakes, right now there's only 8 mistakes。”
给他一看呢，他都不相信自己眼睛，怎么会错？怎么会错？怎么会错
？And he couldn't believe himself that there's still mistakes in the publications。
弟兄姊妹，中国人讲的“不经一事，不长一智”，你不经过一事，你不增加你的智慧。
And here the Chinese have also, if you have never do anything before, you will never learn something from it.
站在旁边旁观者清，你旁边看就看了，你去做看呢，你自己做到就晓得很难，不容易。
So whoever on the side can look at the matter very clearly, but whoever inside will find that there is truly a difficulty in there.
那从那一天开始，这个弟兄真心做教会的工作。
So from now on, the brother is very loyally doing the work for the church.
那前几年他到别的地方去做传道去了。
A few years ago, he went to another place to become.
他负责这个教会的时候，我就注意看，真是很好，几乎没有错误。
In the church he was responsible, I have found out there's no mistakes in the weekly publication.
后来我就跟他讲，我说弟兄，我不是玩手段对你，我实在的觉得亏欠你，因为你有这么好的恩赐，我没有发现。
In here, I told him that I was really sorry because I have never found out your special talent.
后来我讲天道，我们要去发掘挖。就发掘教会中间的恩赐来集中起来为主所用。
So here we should look to find out who has the talent that we can use in the church.
所以一方面灵巧像蛇，一方面呢还要驯良像鸽，本性要正直，要忠实，不能玩手段。
So here we have learned that one way we should be as innocent as a dog and the other we should be as true as a snake.
我们看看这是主耶稣基督在世上所留给我们最好的一个做人做事的方法，也是侍奉的态度。
Here we can see this is one of the best ways that Jesus has left us in this world to do to handle our daily life.
我记得在马太三章主还留下一个榜样。
Here in Matthew chapter 23, there is another example.
对不起，二十一章里面主还留下一个榜样。
Matthew 21.
那里面讲了，就耶稣在圣殿讲道。
Jesus was preaching at the holy temple.
那些法利赛人来找他说，哎。谁给你权柄在这讲道？
And the Pharisees come here and says, who gives you the responsibility to be preaching us here?
谁授权给你在这讲啊？
So who gives you the responsibility?
耶稣很难答复这个问题。
And Jesus is very hard to answer this question.
如果他说是上帝授权，那你有什么凭据啊？
So if Jesus says, if this is the power and delivered to me by the Lord, there's no proof on it.
问题是这样，耶稣讲道不像那些法利赛，那讲的有能力、有权柄，人心都会扎心；那人讲的没用。
And the question is because Jesus is has the power within.
我就用一个侧面的方法，他说我也问你一个问题好，你问我，我也问你一个问题。
So Jesus said, let me ask you another question.
他就问他说，到底是约翰的洗礼从哪里来的
？So he asked him, where is the power of John the Baptist from.
那这些弟兄就想了，犹太人就想，如果说这个是 是从人间民间来的话呢，老百姓要用石头打他，因为大家都晓得约翰从神那里来的。
And this Pharisees were thinking out themselves that they answered that the John the Baptist is from the world and all the people going to stone them to death.
如果他们老老实答我说有使徒约翰是从天上来的，从神那来的，那么耶稣可以说是约翰是从天来，那我也从上天上来的，这就没有问题了。
So if he answered that the power of John the Baptist is from heaven, then the Jesus can make the same claim too.
那么他他们想来想去，只好说我们不知道。他说不知道。
So after they think it over, they said, I don't know.
这是谎话，他们明明知道，他说不知道是谎言呢。
And this is a lie because they know, but they refuse to answer.
那你看主怎么答复呢
？So let's look how Jesus answered those questions.
主不说我不知道我从哪来，主说你不告诉我，我也不告诉你，很好嘛。
And Jesus is very surely saying, if you don't tell me, I won't tell you either.
这主这样答复，这是灵巧像舌的方法，但是本性里是很深的，他没有说谎话，没有欺骗。你这样说，你说不知道，我也不告诉你。
So this is a very good example how to be as shrewd as a snake, but as innocent as a dog.
这就在台湾的时候，有一个在外交部做的发言人，一个人，外交部一个发言讲，他代表外交部说话。就是这个 FL 好像
霍林啊 ，and there's another in the office of foreign affairs.
这个外交部的发言人那天来找我，他是我们教会弟兄，他说：“哎呀，你讲基督教诚实，诚实。”他说：“我们做外交官很难诚实。
”And he shared the experience with me that being an announcer, it's very hard to be honest.
他说：“你看，新闻界这开这个新闻界的这个招待会，有些问题发很敏感的问题啊，明明他知道，他必须说。”我不知道。
During a meeting of all the news agents, sometimes they will ask a very sensitive question, and even though he has answered, he has to say, I don't know.
他们最喜欢讲就是无可奉告
，no comment. And he always say, no comment.
No comment. 无可奉告，无可奉告，无可奉告。他实在有很多可以奉告，他都无可奉告。
Even though he has a lot of news, but he always used the word no comment.
他说该怎么办？他问我。
So he said, what should I say?
我又说了，国家机密泄露了，那我要撤职，被撤职。
If I tell the truth, then all the secret of the country will be let out, and I should be, get fired from my position.
但是我又说无可奉告，我良心责备。
But if I said there's no comment, I'll be, scored by my own good rules.
那请问该怎么办
？So what should I say?
这不很简单吗？
So I said, it's very simple.
那怎么简单法呢
？How simple?
你如果老老实道呢，记者问一个问题，那这个问题我告诉我实在知道了，但在我的立场上不能说，就是不能说嘛。跟你讲，我不能说就是不能说嘛。
So I said a very simple answer is I couldn't tell you.
如果我告诉你不知道，那是欺骗你。
If I tell you I don't know, I'm lying to you.
但是我知道了，不能告诉你这个事实，我不能告诉你，我的立场不能告诉你。
If I tell you that I couldn't tell you, then that is true.
那这样你不失去很多新闻界的朋友了？
Then he said, you know, lose a lot of friends in the news world.
我说你不这样做，你恐怕会失去主耶稣。
And I said, if you don't do it like this, you're losing the Jesus.
你是个基督徒吗
？Because you are a Christian.
后来有一次他招待就是他用这个方法。
And he used this method one time.
许多的记者轰炸，哦，不行不行，这样讲不行。
And a lot of a newsman says you shouldn't say anything like that.
不不不，我的牧师这样说的。
And he says, my preacher told me so.
So 现在有一个记者跑来找我来了。
And there is one newsman coming.
他找的我曾经也做过记者。
And he knows I was a newsman before.
看在同行的面上，你不要再教他这套。
And he says, look, look on the part that we are used to be the same worker. Don't tell him anything like this.
但是基督徒，我们在主的面前，宁可失去很多属世的朋友。我们不能失去这个属天的朋友。
So being a Christian, we much willing to lose our friends in this world than to lose our friend in the heaven.
永远记住，灵巧像蛇的，配上驯良像鸽子。
So we should always be remembered that we should be as shrewd as a snake, but should be check and balanced by. We should be as innocent as a dove.
如果碰到个情况很难处理的时候，我们宁可维持驯良像鸽子。
If there is a very difficult situation in life, much willing to be as innocent as a dove.
假如我们失去那个灵巧，最多只能说你笨一点，你不会处理。可是我们里面不能失去，那个蓄粮像鸽子永远不能失去。
So in a very difficult situation, we can be blamed that we are senseless and are easily deceived, but we should never be a crafty snake.
总之我再强调说，很多时候我们的失败就失败这个地方，常常保护自己，保护自己，保护自己，保护过当，用不正当方法来保护自己，结果失去神更多的祝福。
And let me emphasize this again.That a lot of times we overprotect ourselves and we use a lot of method which is not lawful in the eyes of Jesus to protect us.
最要紧就是平衡。
So we need a check and balance.
今天经验告常识告诉我们说，一切的疾病，肉体的疾病就是不平衡，各种方面不平衡，吃的不平衡，各方面休息什么种种不平衡，才会出毛病。
And in our knowledge today, we find out there is because of imbalance that causes our physical sickness.
同样的道理。这个肉体方面可以运用的原则，运用在属灵上还是一样行得通的。
So there are many things can be used in our bodies, can only be used in our spiritual life.
求主真的叫我们学会怎么样平衡。
So we should learn how to balance ourselves.
灵巧像蛇，蓄粮像鸽子。
We should be as sure as a snake, but as innocent as a dove.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
耶稣，我们感谢你，因为你常常教导我们怎么样子行事为人，怎么样生活工作。今天你教导我们怎么样侍奉，你差遣我们如同羊进入狼群。你知道这个世界的险恶，人心的诡诈，我们所接触的，所碰到遭遇的，常常是许多许多的难处，许多许多的试探，许多许多的陷阱网罗。但是主，我们感谢你，你有话给我们，你是常常向我们说话的神，我们感谢赞美你。你告诉我们说，灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子，就是把这句话就是刻在我们心板上，让我们在许多的难处里面，面对许多挑战的时候，不忘记这个原则。我们可以保护自己，但是不能失去我们的立场，我们不能失去我们的见证。我们真是愿主你在我们心中不断的运行带领教导，使我们所做的能够合适，能够不失去你给我们的见证，从而从你得着我们需要的祝福。我们谢谢你，听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，
阿门。